Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Mariah Carey is getting sued again.
Again?
For her hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. If this story sounds familiar, it's because this time last year, she was also getting sued by the same guy, a songwriter named Vince Vance. He's not alleging that it sounds the same. He's saying that Mariah basically stole the name and the subject matter of his song, also named All I Want for Christmas Is You. So he's basically saying that she has palmed off these works with her incredulous origin story, which is basically calling out the fact that she only wrote the song in 15 minutes, as if those works were her own. Her hubris knows no bounds, and even her co-credited songwriter doesn't believe the story she has spun, even though he was quoted saying it, but whatever. This is simply a case of actionable infringement, and not only is he saying all of this stuff, but he's also hired the same lawyer that was in the Shake It Off lawsuit for Taylor Swift's song, and that was a confidential settlement. So I don't know if he won that, and that's why he thinks he can now win, but yeah, they're suing her for $20 million.
Ooh, yeah, because that's been such a hit song for so long, right?
Mm-hmm. And that one is only about the lyrics, right? It's just about the songwriting, not as far as like melody, because obviously that song sounds nothing like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Very, very different. They're just alleging that she stole kind of the whole concept of the song and then just redid it with a different beat and different lyrics. But kind of like the nugget of the idea, that's what they're upset about.
But I mean, and I think this happens in comedy as well. Like, two people at the same time can come up with a similar joke. It doesn't mean that one person stole it. It just means like you came up with it about the same time, especially if something is as relevant, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Comedy, a lot like music. You can take something that someone else did, have your own delivery, your own style, and bring it to life your own way. And then a lot of times that does happen where somebody kind of takes something really small and you take that and turn it into something really big and they feel like you owe them something. But it doesn't always work out that way.
It's sort of like saying if a songwriter got cheated on and they wanted to write a song about getting cheated on, like, you stole my idea for a song about getting back at your ex that cheated on you. It just seems silly, honestly. But maybe he'll win it. $20 million this time around. All right, ex-NBA player Joe Smith's wife has an OnlyFans, and he is not happy about it. We talked about this a couple days ago because there's a video going viral where she is recording his reaction of him finding out that she has an OnlyFans, and she's like, listen, I got to pay the bills somehow. You knew that before we even met, I was an adult film actor, so you really shouldn't be surprised about this. And she said in an interview with TMZ, she had to do what she had to do.
I'm not sorry for what I'm doing. I'm just sorry that he can't understand that that wasn't a selfish decision. It was a decision that I made. I made the executive decision when my man wasn't taking the lead. I really love Joe. I love him. If he never speaks to me again, I still will do things to help him or whatever I can, because he's my family. You know, he's like an intricate part of my life, and I just want the best for us.
She's saying that they're even.
I wish he wanted that. Also, that's really where I'm at.
Sorry, she takes so many pauses. I thought she was done. So she's saying that they're actually currently living separately, but she doesn't believe they're going to get a divorce. The bombshell that she dropped in this interview was that I guess Joe is entertaining another woman, and that woman is the person that leaked the information that she has an OnlyFans to him, and she thinks that it was her trying to sabotage their relationship.
So he had no idea she had OnlyFans.
No idea.
Yeah, we got into this hot and heavy the other day.
We did. And it's sad that even through all of what happened with social media, she still doesn't see her the error of her ways in this and the way that she went about handling it and not telling him and recording the conversation. It was so nasty to me that a lot of people didn't want to believe it was real, but it's obviously real, and their marriage is genuinely on the edge now.
I know, and I feel bad too, because I mean, she talked about it in the interview about the fact that like the money's run out. He was worth $61 million, but now that money's kind of nowhere to be found. She talked about his struggle with depression, and she felt like she had to do what she had to do to pay the bills. So I don't think what she did was right, but I get why she did it.
So her OnlyFans was by herself or with other people?
By herself.
By herself. Mm-hmm. Got it.
For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bert Show.